Our next storyteller is Judy Kidder. She grew up in New Zealand, where she was exposed to a magnitude of life's experiences. She moved to the U.S. in her early 30s and ended up in Kodiak with a transfer as a Coast Guard spouse 10 years ago. After getting divorced, she chose to stay and make Kodiak her permanent home. Art, nature, and writing have always been her passions. She creates art with thread as her chosen medium via the business Stitch Whiz Embroidery, and many pieces have been donated for various fundraisers. One of her altered book pieces is on display at the library right now. Not long after she arrived in Kodiak, it called her to write again, which resulted in several of her poems being published in the production of numerous short stories. They say that fact is stranger, funnier, and more awkward than fiction. So here is a tale of one of life's awkward moments.
So as you can gather, I'm not from around here. And along with Alaska, New Zealand has something in common. Here we have extra tufts. In New Zealand, we call them gumboots. And that's a very important part of my story. So I built a house down there, and it had a high-pitched roof, and it was pitched enough in the attic part that I could walk down the center, stand up and walk down the center. It had a corrugated iron roof, and it's hot in the summer in New Zealand, 32 Celsius. So I had a loose vent up there that I needed fixing. So it's hot. So I've got shorts on. I got a tank top on. I got my hair in a ponytail. I got my boots on. So I climb up the ladder with various tools that I need, cordless drill, extension cord to plug something else in, a box of screws, and a couple of other things I thought I might need. So the hatchway to get up there was in my bathroom. There's a manhole cover right above. And on the wall, there was a mirror that just mounted to the wall. So I hiked the ladder inside the house, leaning up against the wall, start to climb up it to lift the hatch out the way, and I hear crack. Well, that was the start of it. So I'm like, okay, 7 years bad luck, I'm just gonna keep going. So I get up in there, and it's hotter than Hades up there. So I just start sweating. I got sweat running down me. Now, my ceiling was an acoustic-style ceiling that was on a batten web structure up there. And there was pink, fluffy, blown insulation that was set in a layer amongst the rafters. So here I am, just perching. There's a central wall, and there's trusses. The triangle trusses, and there's one beam there and two like this. So to get to the end, I had to make my way with all this stuff, climbing through the trusses, watching my footing on the beam. And I get down there, and I'm fixing everything, and I'm thinking, oh, that's great, I'm done. And I come back. This was 5 o'clock on a Saturday night, and I had a party to be at my boyfriend's house. It was part of a race car crew. So I was in a bit of a hurry to get done and get there. So I'm thinking, okay, well, I can get back faster this time. So I'm thinking, okay, well, I'll just grab this one and I'll step out here and I'll swing myself through the rafters this way. I got through the first one just fine. So I went to do it again and I came down and I missed my footing on that beam by about half an inch. And that was enough for my foot to go through the ceiling. And I went down, and I don't know what I did. I must have reached up to grab something, but I know that I dropped my drill down into the living room floor, along with pieces of insulation, and the fluffy pink insulation just rained down there like a pink cloud. So then I went to move again, and then I slipped further, and I slipped off the main wall. And I actually got myself wedged about here with my feet dangling in the living room. Home alone. And I'm like, oh, crap. So I go to push myself out of this hole. And I'm like, oh, crap, that hurts. My arm just hurt like hell. And I'm like, okay, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? So I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, okay, if I just lean my head back on this rafter and hook this arm here, I can kick my leg and try and get over this wall. Well, that just resulted in kicking out more ceiling tiles and more pink insulation. So I had carnage going on down in the living room. So after being hot and sweaty, I had insulation sticking to me. Like, you know, only in the movies. This is something like out of Keystone Cops. So after resting for a little bit, I tried again and I was able to get my leg hooked over the wall, lift my butt out the hole, sat there for a minute. My tools were already down, so I didn't need to bother about trying to cope with those. Made my way down the other part of the wall, got down the ladder with one hand, get down there, I'm like, okay, can move my fingers, I'm good. Can move my arm, I'm good. Oh, that one hurts. I thought, okay, what do? I better get it checked out. So I'm like, oh, I need to go to the ER. So the first thing I did was, I need to make myself a makeshift sling. So I go over to the table, it was covered in all kinds of crap, so I just did the old fashion myself a sling. Then I go out to my car to drive myself to the ER. Now, in New Zealand, we drive on the other side of the car, on the other side of the road. And I had a manual car. So I go out there and I get it, I'm like, keys in, turn the car on. Oh, that's not going to work. I'm like, oh, crap. I can't go sailing tomorrow with my friend Dave the Hairy Plumber. And that's all I could think about. It's like, this sucks. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to have to go call Neil because it's actually his friend I was going to go hang out with. And I didn't have Dave's phone number, so I had to call Neil to get it. And Neil kind of knew me pretty well. So I call up and I'm going, hey, Neil, do you have the number for the Hairy Plumber? And he goes, why? And I'm like, well, we can't go sailing with him tomorrow. And he goes, why not? And I'm like, I didn't really want to tell him. So I'm like, I had a little accident. And he goes, knowing me well, he goes, what did you do? And I'm like, I fell through the ceiling. He goes, what? I fell through the ceiling. I missed my footing. And he goes, well, did you go get it taken care of? I'm going, well, I tried to drive and I just can't drive the car because, you know, it just hurts. And he goes, well, we're going to come and get you. And I'm like, it's okay. It's fine. It's just a sprain or a bruise or something. I'll go tomorrow. He goes, no, I think we're going to come and get you. So 20 minutes later, Neil and Paul arrive at my house to take me to the ER. I see the car pull up, and not wanting them to see the carnage that was, like, laying there, I go out with my dirty tablecloth and my sling, and I try and shut the door behind me. Well, they come walking up, and they go, get out of the way, girly, we want to see. So after looking at it, he goes, only you could do something on this magnitude. So he goes, where does it hurt? I'm like, look, it's fine. I can move my arm. I'm just fine. He goes, well, move it from there then. I'm like, well, yeah, that part hurts. So he goes, that's it. We're off to the ER. You've broken it. And I'm like, it's not broken. I'm too busy for it to be broken. He goes, I've wrecked myself enough times to know that you broke it. So they dropped me off at the ER, and I told him to go deal with his guests, and I'd get a ride home because the race car crew workshop was just down the road. And I'm in there, and I'm sitting in the waiting room, and every waiting room in the world is full of old magazines and three-day-old newspapers. So they call my name, and I go down one of those nice, long, clean hallways, and as I'm walking down there, there's bits of crap just dropping off me, debris, me all the way down to the x-ray. And they move your arm into the most awkward places to take x-rays when you're hurt. Places where your arm just should not go. So I'm sitting in there waiting for the films to be developed. The tech comes back out and he snaps these films up onto the light box. And he points to this 3-inch crack that's vertical down my shoulder. And he goes, how the hell did you do that? And I'm like, looking at a crack in the floor, I'm like, oh, I fell through the ceiling. He goes, pardon, I didn't quite catch that. I'm like, I fell through the ceiling. He goes, what? I'm like, I fell through the goddamn ceiling. broken. It's inconvenient. It just, you know, it can be broken another time, just not now. He goes, we're just going to have to suck it up and deal with it. So he gave me a shot with some good drugs, and because I couldn't put it in a sling, sent me off down the road where I went into the pit crew where they were working on my car. So I had to go through this thing again, explain to them what happened. Well, that was fine. They gave me a ride home, and I called Neil to let him know what was going on. But every time I was around that crowd after that, and someone who didn't know me was there, they'd go, oh, yeah, you're the chick who fell through the ceiling. So that was when the ceiling won.